We had a council meeting last night. We had a number of discussions last night. It wasn't a long council meeting, but one of the main topics that we did discuss was a wage increase for council, which is very unusual that we actually vote to increase our own wage. Now, this wage increase that was voted on last night would not take effect until the new council takes over. So we're not really voting for us, because who knows if any one of us is going to run again or even get back in if we do run. We've got another year left. So there was a vote last night on an increase. I felt the increase was warranted. We've been falling behind, and we were well below the average competitor, like towns like Orillia, Owen Sound, towns that are similar size to Orangeville. Obviously, we're not comparing ourselves to Toronto and places like that, but we did do a comparison with other towns relatively the same size as ours. And lo and behold, we were well, well below the average. So the increase that we were voting on last night was to bring us up to what they call a 60 percentile. And so basically, when the raise does come into effect next year for the new council, it'll be the average of 60% what everyone else is getting. So it's still a fair, you know, increase. And the unfortunate thing is we haven't done this for so many years. I think 2020 was the last time they looked at it. The increase looks big. I think the average is a 37% increase. Now, not that we don't make anything, but 37% of nothing is still nothing. Now, we're not making nothing, obviously, but it's not a major, you know, like it may go up $10,000 for council, which, you know, isn't a major increase, but it's still 37%. I actually made a motion last night to bring it in increments. I just felt it was more fiscally responsible to do like 10% the first year, you know, 10% the second year, to bring it up. Now, council voted against that. It lost 4-3, which is fine. I still support the raise. I think it's needed. You need to get good people. And I think to get good people, you've got to pay the money, unfortunately. We've got a lot of people saying, oh, it's a simple job. It's a simple job. We don't get a lot of people running for this job. I think Councillor Joe Andrews said it last night that, you know, we're always working sort of thing. Like, we're taking phone calls all times of the night and day and complaints and things like this. So we're working 24/7, really. And just the meetings we go to and things like that, if we worked it all out, we're actually making well below minimum wage. So this will bring us up, like I say, in line to other places.
Now, it should be noted that council itself did not decide this. You had an independent company come in and do the analysis, did you not?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. We wouldn't do it ourselves. You know, it's interesting because you go on social media, which I do. I don't comment a lot on social media, but I watch it a lot. And some of the comments about this particular item were just, you know, they weren't very nice. And we didn't have one person come to council to object to it. Under anonymous, they were certainly commenting on social media.
Well, Andy, thank you very much for coming in and updating us on what was discussed regarding the wage increase.
Thank you.